Congress is in recess this week, and many lawmakers are going home to face angry constituents. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell got dressed down yesterday by a woman at a town hall meeting in Lawrenceburg, Kentucky. She was upset over Republican efforts to dismantle the Affordable Care Act.
These poll jobs are not coming back, and now these people don't have the insurance they need because they're poor. And they work those coal lines, and they're sick. The veterans are sick. The veterans are broken down. They're not getting what they need. If you can answer any of that, I'll sit down and shut up like Elizabeth Warren.
It was a similar story in Iowa. Here's a farmer in Iowa Falls talking to Senator Chuck Grassley.
I'm on Obamacare. Yes. If it wasn't for Obamacare, we wouldn't be able to afford insurance. With all due respect, sir, you're the man that talked about the death panel.
Uh-huh. Yep.
We're going to create one great big death panel in this country that people can't afford to get insurance. Don't repeal Obamacare. Improve it.
Let's bring in NPR lead political editor Domenico Montanaro. Hi, Domenico.
Hi, Jeremy.
And the people packing these town halls around the country have been mostly Democrats, and they are upset about a lot more than just the Obamacare repeal. Are they having any effect?
Well, we don't know so far. I mean, this is obviously Congress's week off, but pressure is an important thing. You know, if politicians don't hear from voters, they have no input and nothing to go on.
Well, some of the lawmakers aren't even having town halls because they're afraid of exactly this. Do they have to be careful about handling this in the wrong way? Or what's the bigger risk, holding the town hall and getting yelled at like that or not holding a town hall?
Yeah, you know, there's always some risk because, you know, politicians are always about winning. I mean, let's be blunt about it here. You know, if they're embarrassed or called out and draw serious primary opponents, you know, or even become the subject of advertising, it can make their lives difficult. So that is really what this is all about. And if there is pressure applied to these folks, and even if they're not at these town halls and their faces appear on posters outside of where town halls could have been, and they face some serious primary pushback, then that's when you would see a change in policy.
Now, we've been talking to some leading Democrats about what's been going on with these town halls and the protests that have been happening, and they seem to be perfectly happy with not really having a leader of this movement, just having it be more grassroots. But is there a broader strategy by Democrats to oppose Trump?
You know, without any kind of broader strategy or, you know, a leader, those things can sometimes be difficult to manage and to understand what wants to get through. Now, at the same time, you know, that kind of pressure, the pressure that these town halls are putting on politicians, it keeps them in the spotlight. You know, this is these are things that Democrats are hoping that they can you know, be able to use some of this fuel at some of these town halls to oppose and have some wind at their backs to oppose some of the policies that Republicans want to enact in Congress right now. And of course, they control Congress, Republicans. So Democrats are at the point of just trying to oppose what they try to pass.
Domenico, it looks like the Trump administration is going to announce new guidelines soon about which bathrooms transgender students can use, trying to reverse an Obama administration action. What can you tell us about what might be coming?
Well, we know that President Obama in May of 2016, the Justice Department and the Education Departments jointly issued a directive telling schools to not discriminate against transgender students, to allow them to use bathrooms of their choosing, to let them play on sports teams that they identify with and want to play on. The Trump administration, however, is looking at rolling that back. And the justification from the Obama administration was under Title IX, saying that there was to be no discrimination based upon sex. So that was the interpretation for transgender students. There's a little bit of a dispute, it appears, going on within the Trump administration on how strong or forceful this language should be. You know, Jeff Sessions from Alabama wants to roll this back pretty forcefully. Betsy DeVos, the New York Times reported from Michigan, wanting to have some language in there that talks about protecting transgender students from bullying. Now, there's a big difference between how Alabama and Michigan are translating Title IX. So in that, the regional differences sometimes come into play more so than the party identification.
All right. So we'll keep watching to see what exactly happens on this issue of transgender students and public bathrooms. Domenico Montanaro, NPR lead political editor, thanks so much.
All right. Thank you.